This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio is the weather. The National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. tonight. We've already had active skies around Colorado Springs, and we'll get into that in just a moment. In Colorado, this watch includes all of East Central Colorado, including Teller, East Central Colorado, including El Paso County, and Southeast Colorado, including Crowley and Pueblo counties. This includes the cities of Colorado Springs, Only Springs, Ordway, Peterson Space Force Base, Pueblo, and Woodland Park. And we have a flash flood warning that was just issued by the National Weather Service. This is good until 6:45 this evening. At about 3:47, about 15 minutes ago, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing very heavy rain. It was falling across western sections of El Paso County, including Colorado Springs metro area. Between 1 and 1.5 inches of rain has fallen. This expected rainfall rate of 1 to 2 inches an hour is expected over the next hour. Flash flooding is ongoing and is expected to begin shortly in other areas. This is all caused by these thunderstorms that have been popping up since the afternoon. Flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban highways, areas, streets, underpasses, as well as poor drainage areas are affected. And again, some of the locations include Colorado Springs, Fountain, Callahan, Schriever Space Force Base, Peterson Space Force Base, Falcon, Cimarron Hills, Security Widefield, Security, Strathmore, Ellicott, Fort Carson, as well as Black Forest, Peyton, Hanover, and Glen Eagle. We'll have the complete look of the forecast coming up as we move along here on this very active afternoon. In other news, Colorado's heavy winter snowpack is providing some relief for several years of ongoing drought. Let's get more from KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel.
The U.S. Drought Monitor shows that just under 8% of Colorado is experiencing drought this week, down from 44% reported last month. Southeastern Colorado is currently experiencing the highest level of drought, with Baca County seeing areas of extreme and exceptional drought near the Arizona border. Parts of El Paso, Pueblo, Elbert, Lincoln, and Crowley counties are considered to be in moderate drought. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
A Colorado Springs man is under arrest for allegedly causing a crash on purpose. Chaffee County deputies say David Whitcomb admitted to using a pit maneuver to force another vehicle off the road, claiming he did it because he just had to go to the bathroom and the other driver wouldn't get out of the way. The impact caused the other vehicle to flip over, but nobody was injured. Whitcomb faces charges including reckless driving and second-degree assault. An old fan favorite is new again, and the media was invited for a first look, including KRDO News Radio's Shannon Brinius at Casa Bonita.
The media tour of Casa Bonita Friday was long on rules, short on access, but if wowing the public is its goal, this iteration won't disappoint. Once past the famous fountain, inside, the atmosphere was just like you'd remember, but better, cleaner, and more accessible for all. An elevator has been installed and steps made into ramps to make it easier to get around. The kitchen has been expanded into a next-door retail space, growing the footprint by some 4,000 square feet.
That's KRDO News Radio Shannon Brinius. She says the menus include Mexican staples such as enchiladas, carnitas, and mole, as well as kid-friendly menu. Casa Bonita's options should keep the kitchen running effectively and efficiently. And the best part, the chips and salsa and sopapillas are always included with every meal.
Strong to severe thunderstorms moving across I-25 from now until about 7 o'clock this evening. Hail the primary concern. Upwards of quarter-size hail possible and gusty outflow winds about 60 to 70 miles per hour. Our storms will weaken after 7 o'clock this evening, but a few residual storms will linger into the evening time frame. Temperatures in the 50s overnight tonight. Memorial Day weekend looking beautiful with drier afternoons on tap, highs in the 70s with an isolated storm or two east of I-25 into the afternoon. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.